Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, I consciously really meant to do a podcast last week for Easter, and then I consciously really didn't do one, and then there's a story behind this, and I'm just going to dive into it, because I'm probably not the only one who, like, has this kind of stuff happen to them, but it's kind of hard to talk about, right, to discern if you are the only one, because you sound absolutely crazy when you ask people things about things that may or may not have happened, or may have happened, but you just heard part of it, and then, because, anyway, let me just get into it. So, Alright, I don't know how to get into this without, like, getting myself in any trouble, so I'm just gonna talk. Alright, so, as we all know, I love Running Bear Park with all my heart and soul, and I am so glad that I am living here in abject poverty among people who... Anyway, I'm so glad I live here in abject poverty. As you all know, I was going a little bit crazy about the stimulus and about the segregation of 30 million... plus American citizens from getting the stimulus, while people who had a temporary Social Security card 17 years ago were collecting their stimulus prior, and that still would make them an illegal alien. However, they have documentation that the government let slide because immigration has never been, it's always been a huge focus issue, but it's never been a huge administrative issue to fix. And I can say this from experience, having worked for an immigration attorney and, shockingly, having married an illegal alien back in the day, okay? Canadian, nonetheless, still in the country illegal, married him, okay? So whoever's saying that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, there we go, okay? So I have experience in this situation. Anyway, so... allegedly, it sounded like somebody in my neighborhood decided that this post that I put on Facebook about illegal aliens and land whales was about her, which is so funny because I couldn't fucking give her the time of day if I tripped on her. So to think that I would put a Facebook post up about somebody that I'm not even friends with is, like, really delusional and possibly should be hospitalized for some kind of, you know, grandiosity or something. But anyway, so I heard this conversation, which may or may not have actually really happened, okay? Now, I'm under stress over the stimulus thing. I'm working my ass off to try to figure out, get a date. There's other stuff going on. Stuff is starting to go missing in my house that is, like, I know where I put it, and it's not there, and it's weird shit that this person would have, actively want to have to think that she could fuck with me, which one of them would have been my vaccine card, which, yes, everybody, I got the COVID vaccine, we can talk about this, later, and my insurance card and a pawn slip for a computer, which I actually hate and may or may not ever go back to get, but I can't find the pawn slip. Now, have I really looked for it? No, I have not really looked for it, but it's not where I put it. So, have I dug through my house yet? No, I have not, because... Alright, so let's just get back to it. So... this thing is going on, and then in my head, so this conversation really did happen, because I really did text this person, because I really did go get weed that day, because I really did get paid, and I texted her to come over to get stoned, and she never replied, and then I heard this conversation later in the night. So this ties together, because I didn't even remember putting the Facebook post up until I went back through my Facebook and was like, oh shit, yeah, I really did put that up, how random. That out of all the posts on here, this is the one that you would, yay. I believe there were sheriffs called, again, could be delusional, not sure. Another weird conversation about me and Peanut and the female officer. Very elaborate if it's a delusion, but, you know, we know how that shit goes sometimes, right? So, I can get no confirmation because I've learned my lesson on doing that shit, and I'm not going to go ask people directly, hey, so did blah, blah, blah happen, and then if it didn't happen, look like a total fucking fool, and if it did happen, get it reported immediately back to the enemy camp. So, I'm kind of, like, I'm kind of a little bit, like, confused, I guess is a good way to put it. I went to grief group that Monday, and, you know, delusion is enough of a thing that I think that if there was still some kind of delusional hangover lag from, you know, Easter weekend, that he would have picked up on it and possibly pulled me aside or asked me, like, what's going on or everything. But I think maybe the fact that the other chick that showed up and that she was obviously high on heroin was probably more of a pressing issue. It was for me. It was making me super uncomfortable. So even if I was delusional, the fact that she's, you know, dozing on and off throughout group is a bigger problem than the fact that I'm pretty sure my neighbor is trying to set me up, steal my identity, and just absolutely fuck with me in any way possible because she thinks everything's about her. And that's pretty close. All right, so the whole week was a little iffy. I kind of lost it. I had interviews. I haven't even looked back at my calendar yet because I'm afraid to rate, which is crazy, right? I'm afraid to look at my calendar because I don't want to see what I missed, because I don't want to have to deal with the repercussions of, A, telling people that I might have had a psychotic break, but I'm not sure that it wasn't actually spurred on by something that's real and pressing, and all my instincts are right, and I don't know, and people that I have actually, like, friended for a brief period of time, i.e. this person, so they would know my, like, weaknesses, and they would know how to play against that. So, see, another reason never to have friends, because inevitably that's what is gonna happen, is that they're just gonna fucking try to fuck with you. They're gonna find your weaknesses, and they're gonna play on it, and they're gonna make you maybe have to go to the hospital so they can plant more drugs in your house, and whatever the deal is, okay. This time, I don't know why it was thwarted. I don't know if it was thwarted. I don't know if it's all in my head. And I hope some of you can relate to that. Because, alright, basis of it is real. There was something that really did happen that triggered everything else. That's true. It was Easter. Already one of my unfavoritest times of year. Stressed out. Stress. Bad combo. And then the feeling of paranoia that you're in harm, and then adding the hypervigilance on top of that, it made for a long week, okay? So, I'm still not sure that she's not, like, out to get me and surveying me and, messing with my laundry. Stupid shit like this that hasn't happened in a long time, and all of a sudden it's just, like, happening again, and it's like, ay, ay, ay. So, all signs point to, yes, I am being legitimately fucked with by somebody. Long story short, I've been through this so many damn times that you can have my rodeo buckle this time, because I don't even want it. And, we'll get through it, real or not real. Again, you know, as therapists will tell you that if it is real, if it feels real to you, then it is real to you. And it is still a trauma to you if something has been set up to make you think something is going on, and you believe it that much, it's a trauma to you. So, I don't know how you all made it through Easter. Like, I mean, I actually, because my debit card went missing too, which, it's just kind of ironic, the shit that went missing, but, alright. Last weekend Easter, Peanut and I actually, we took like a 10-mile walk, it's not that far, but maybe 8-mile walk. We went back and forth to Walmart because seeing that my debit card was missing, I had to cancel everything, so my Straight Talk would cancel out and I had to go get a card. So we walked on Easter Day and it was actually beautiful, and it's actually starting to get to be that beautiful Arizona thing again right now, like very New Hampshire-ish. Spring. I have a lawn. My manager hates it that I have a lawn. Oh well. What else is going on? The kittens are getting big. Last year there was kittens in the house too, and it did not fare as well as these guys did. And we're at the point now where they're getting teeth and they're eating their own food, and Mama is kind of in and out, and I have to make a decision as to whether I need to keep these kittens and keep the family unit together, because Maybe they do know. I don't know. Or if I'm going to, like, adopt them out or what I'm going to do. And I don't know right now. So we're still playing that by ear. So yeah, guys, so that's what happened, and again, you know, and then, but then, I mean, like, other weird shit happened. So, like, I check my food stamp balance, right, and, I mean, okay, again, first world problems for a lot of you, right? A lot of you wish, and I'm not saying this to, say any more or any less how spoiled I am as an American citizen, even though I do have issues with governmental stuff. I love my country. Always love my country. And I checked my food stamp balance, of which I'm getting $19 a month. You know, enough for coffee, and it's good. And there was, well over $500 on my balance, and, that never happens. So, the stimulus hit, I got this bump of food money, which I actually have spent on food, and, you know, like, like, pantry items to, like, get a basic for a house of how to, just, oh my god. I do live in abject poverty, everybody. I'm not joking when I say that. Like, I'm no better and no worse than any of you out there. And I'm okay with that, you know. Alright, so I want to talk briefly about this COVID vaccine thing, too, because, so, it seems to be a point of contention with a lot of people I know, and personally, I honestly wish that nobody knew about it, but seeing that my vaccine card was stolen and or misplaced, I had to report it to the CDC, so it became an issue, so whatever, so I made it public. And I have a friend who's kind of pissed at me right now for having gotten the COVID vaccine, and first of all, I think I'm immune because, you know, when I was in the military, I, like, high clearance, blah, 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 and I got shots for, like, country, planet, galaxies that are quote-unquote undiscovered right now. So it's like, I think that this COVID thing is probably, I'm probably beyond covered for COVID, okay? I'm covered for swamp boogie in the outer planes of, you know, an Exia, which is, like, you know, a gazillion, bajillion, mazillion starlights away. So, this COVID thing, I'm not worried about it. I'm really not. My friend is panicking that I just, like, took a death shot. Maybe I did. Who knows, you know? By taking the shot, I'm avoiding death because they're gonna actually aerosolize, like, Marburg or some bullshit. And don't know, guys. Live your own life. Do your thing. Do what's best for you and your family and those you love. And do your thing. And never regret decisions you make. I don't regret getting this stupid vaccine. I mean, if I die quicker, then I get to go see Christopher faster or whatever. You know, it's not something that I'm going to fight about. It's something I did. It's a choice. I'm hoping I made the right choice. I'm hoping I get to travel. I would love to see Belize, okay? I mean, let's be honest, okay? I would love to go to Mongolia and find my people out there, you know? I would love to go to Egypt, and I would love to, like, do a Dancing with Bipolar world tour and, like, meet all you guys, you know, and just talk or not talk or, you know, or just be, you know, and just hang out and, like, you know, I would love that. And if this vaccine is part of it, then I'm good, you know. Now I have to get everything else straightened out, which is probably harder to do than getting the stupid vaccine. But anyway, so there's that. Alright, so, alright, I don't think I have anything else to say, and I probably do, but, you know, there's always room for another show. And, by the way, 99, you know what that means? Yeah, neither do I. Anyway, you guys are the best. You guys are the best. This is Dawn Shereen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.
Hi, this is Dawn Shereen with Dancing with Bipolar. And I wanted to tell you why I chose Anchor to make my podcast. First, Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. They give you everything you need for free in one place, where you can record with either your phone or your computer. Anchor gives you creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. So just in case your baby starts crying or your dog starts barking or your neighbor is ringing your doorbell, you can edit that stuff out and make your podcast sound flawless. Anchor gives you distribution for free. Again, for free. It can be heard on every podcast distribution, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, etc. You can easily make money with your Anchor account with no minimum listenership. So, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Again, start your own podcast with Anchor by downloading the app or going to anchor.fm to get started. Let me tell you, this is a piece of cake. This is Dawn Shireen from Dancing with Bipolar. Make your own podcast. Do it.